You are locked into a very special Locked On Badgers here on a Monday afternoon. My name is Asher Lowe. This is Locked On Badgers, the show that brings you all things Wisconsin basketball and football. I am a site editor at BadgersWire.com for USA Today Sports, a play-by-play broadcaster for Wisconsin Student Radio, WSUM, and of course your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider student perspective filled with stats, special guests, all things Badger sports. We have a very special guest to get to on today's Locked On Badgers. The first commit in the class of 2022, quarterback Miles Burkett joins in just a second. But if you want to know more about when we're posting Locked On Badgers episodes, what guests we're bringing on, all that good stuff, head over to Twitter at @ALOW_33 and at Locked On Badgers on Twitter for all the information about episodes and all that good stuff. If you are on Spotify right now, make sure you smash that follow button. If you are on Apple, make sure you scroll down, hit that review, give us a 5-star review, and also, of course, hit that follow button. Here is Miles Burkett, 2022 3-star quarterback out of Franklin, the top quarterback in the state of Wisconsin, and the first 2022 Wisconsin Badger commit. In his own words, talking about why he chose the Badgers, what you can expect from him in Wisconsin, and recruiting other guys, as well as his football season coming up at Franklin, his senior year. All that and more right now on Locked On Badgers. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the game. Locked On is the code, all caps, no spaces, for $20 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Best tasting protein bar you will ever try. BuiltBar.com, promo code Locked On. Join me right now on the Locked On Badgers podcast is the first, and his good friend was, I guess, technically the first, maybe, but he's the real first commit in the class of 2022. Miles Burkett joins me, a 3-star quarterback out of Franklin High School in the state of Wisconsin and the newest Wisconsin commit. Miles, great to be back with you. You were on a few months ago, but now we can call you a 2022 Wisconsin commit. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. What has the last 24 hours been like for you? I know we opened this up and you told me before we started recording that it's just been insane. So why don't you break it down for us?
It's been crazy. You know, I didn't announce my offer to Wisconsin, so there's a little bit of speculation, but not at the level it was yesterday. But finally announcing, it was just crazy, you know, hearing from people, just congratulations, all this type of stuff, blowing up, tweets blowing up, Instagram followers, everybody, like, you know, finally getting to, like, a bigger stage, I guess. But it's just been crazy, and I'm glad I got to do it on my mom's birthday, and I know she had a good day yesterday, so that was the best part.
Yeah, happy birthday to your mom. That was an awesome way to celebrate it, I'm sure, for her.
Yep.
Getting a little...
She was super happy, and that made me happy, so made the day worth it.
Awesome. So I know you go way back with Braylon Allen. You guys have been friends for a while, and he was a guy that was... You told me last time you came on the podcast that he was recruiting you, trying to, bring you to Wisconsin, help you get that Wisconsin offer, and solidify your place in the class of 2022. What has it been like talking to him and talking to some of the other guys?
Oh, it's been good. I don't know. Braylon's one of my better friends, so he's been recruiting me hard for a year now. So to finally be able to commit, to finally lock myself up to be able to play with those guys and not against them, it's going to be a pretty cool experience. But yeah, I know I've been starting to build relationships with the guys in the 2021 class, and now trying to get these in-state guys to come with me, but I really like the relationships I have on the team, and I'm looking forward to it.
One interesting thing about your journey that I think is different from a lot of guys that end up at a school like Wisconsin, right, is that it wasn't, I think a lot of recruits even, and I'm sure listeners think that, you know, you've had it given to you for a long time. The last 10 years have just been the glory ride. You knew from the time you were 12 years old, prodigy, you were going to the NFL, all this stuff. For you, that's not been the journey. And we talked about that last time on Locked On Badgers, which is really an interesting journey that you've taken, going from a guy that was last in the depth chart as a freshman to literally within a year starting on one of the better programs in the entire state of Wisconsin, if not in the country, at Franklin. What's your message to guys that are being recruited right now, right, that are in a position that you were in, not necessarily getting a 5-star rating as a 7th grader and getting paid all this cash under the table? No, I'm just kidding. But you know what it's like. You know the pomp and circumstance around it.
I know I said last time was bet on yourself. I kept that message for a long time, bet on yourself. I feel like people these days kind of get caught up in the rankings and the stars. And that's not really going to define you as a person, because when we all get to college, the stars go away, and now it's just who can play. So I just say, you know, bet on yourself, work hard, even if nobody's watching, just work hard. Honestly, the hardest work I had was when I was by myself. So, you know, it took a lot of hard work to get here. It took a lot of like mental capacity to just be able to keep going and keep going, even though my back was against the wall, got injured. Football season almost shut down. Like, literally, I went through the meat grinder to get to where I am today. So I'm blessed that the recruiting is over. I'm committed 1,000% to be a Badger. So, you know, to any people or player that's getting recruited, just bet on yourself, chase your dreams. You know, I was once an 8-year-old kid who wanted to play at Camp Randall, and I'm looking at a year and a half, but be a Wisconsin Badger. So, chase your dreams, because dreams do come true.
I know that your class is loaded in the state, the class of 2022. And I know that you know that. I know you know a lot of the guys pretty well, and you've been talking to them. What's the next step for you as a recruiter? Because I know that's something you're into. Helping get those guys to Madison.
Yeah, so once I committed, I'm starting to have a lot of fun with this recruiting gig I got now. You know, I'm using my relationships with the guys in the in-state, trying to get them to come with me. I know Wisconsin, they shot me the graphic that I posted on Twitter, and everyone was having fun with that. You know, the ability to get all of us to come would be crazy, all five of us. You know, we had the group chat for a year. Got to use it to my advantage. We're all pretty close, so it's exciting to see what the possibilities are with us. We're all looking forward to the future, no matter if we're all at Wisconsin or some of us, or we're all at different places. But, you know, we're all going to stay close. We're all going to support each other. But we'd love to see those guys in red and white with me.
Absolutely. It's a fun place to be, right? Is it the first guy? I feel like that might fall on you more than other recruits, being the first guy, also being a quarterback. Kind of like Deacon last year, right? It feels like a little bit of a similar story, but also you're a Wisconsin guy. So that's a little different right there as well.
Yeah.
You've played against these guys, right? You've played with some of these guys.
You know, having that relationship to being a quarterback from in-state with these guys, I don't really have to, you know, I'm not a foreigner to these or a stranger to these guys. You know, we all grew up in the same backyard. So I can use my stories and my perspective of Wisconsin. I know it's going to be pretty similar with these other guys. So using my perspective on Wisconsin from when I was a little kid to try to convince them or try to, like, be like, you know, you could be a hometown hero, stuff like that. And not only that, but we're talking about these three old linemen. They have the possibility to go play at O-line U, in my opinion. And I told them all, like, if you want to go play in the NFL, like, I know they can, because they're really great players. Wisconsin's the place to do it. And, you know, I was shooting Isaac Ham pictures of J.J. Watt in the Badger uniform, and I'm like, this is you. Like, I see you. This is you. So, I know those guys, they're really good players. So they're going to get the love there and the respect that they earn. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, the weight's all on me right now until somebody else comes with me. But I got a feeling it's going to be sooner rather than later until I got another guy in the 2022 class with me.
Today's Locked On episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is the one place that we trust at the Locked On Podcast Network for all of your betting needs. If you want to win some cash, if you want to bet on the Super Bowl and take the Chiefs, because you absolutely should, actually, especially when they get down like 10-0, you should just ride them live on BetOnline.ag. There's one place that has you covered, one place we trust, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, for a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, the place that we trust here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Talking about Joe Brunner, Billy Schrauth, Carson Hensman, the three top players in the class of 2022 in Wisconsin, all of those guys, offensive linemen, because they grow on trees where we're from, don't they?
Yeah,
absolutely. No,
I'm pretty sure that they're growing O-line in some factory here. So.
I know. Everywhere, man, and they're all elite. They're all really, really good.
All really good players, all go on to have really good careers. So I don't know. It's just think about Wisconsin.
So last time we talked, it was September, and COVID had shut a lot of stuff down. Not that that's changed at all, but recruiting was very different for you in September, and I'm wondering what your timeline was like in terms of, you had some contact with Wisconsin then and even earlier than that. I remember you told me you were actually going to take a visit last March before they shut everything down. But you had that contact with them then. It wasn't exactly heating up, though, the last time we talked. What was the timeline of that contact heating up, those conversations, and then finally getting that offer into telling them you are a Wisconsin commit?
Yeah, so right when the season kicked off, my season, it started picking up. I know I started talking to Coach Budmeyer, Coach Herring, and they're starting to express their interest because at that time, the two previous offered quarterbacks had committed elsewhere. So it kind of opened up for the next guy to come in. So when they first told me that I was going to be their top guy, they told me just be patient. It was kind of nice to hear because obviously, but at the same time, you have to think the what ifs. So the thing I appreciate the most is they kept their word. They told me I was a top guy back in fall, and I ended up being their top guy in winter. And when they offered me, I was their first offer since the two committed. So I respect that. And obviously, you look at the opportunity, it's amazing. So for me to be able to take that opportunity and to play for my dream school, there was no other school that could take me away from that.
And you grew up a Badger fan. I know we talked about this last time. It's just, I see even behind you in your room right now, you got tons of Badger stuff that I don't think all of it is new, right? I'm sure there's a lot of leftover stuff. Like, you're wearing a Wisconsin hoodie right now. You didn't just buy that, I'd assume.
Yeah, so, I've always been a big Badger fan ever since Russell Wilson and ever since I was a little kid. I know my dad was shooting up some pictures on Twitter of younger playing for the Badgers, going to Badger games. But yeah, it's definitely one of my dreams when I was a little kid. A dream as a little kid that you just want to achieve no matter what. So now that I'm able to do that, it's kind of like, looking back on it, it's kind of like a wow moment, how I've come so far and all the hard work, like tens of thousands of hours, weight room on the field, extra work, work when I really didn't want to, but finally made it, finally a Badger, and I'm going to take it, I'm going to run with it.
And you're going to be on campus in January, right, as an early enrollee?
Yeah, so I'll be enrolling next January, so I graduate early, so I'll be there for spring ball and stuff. I know I was talking to the coaches, I just want to get an early grasp on the playbook and then get in there early so I can adjust better.
Awesome. So you also live pretty close to campus, right? So you're not far away.
If mom wants to see me, it's an hour 15 drive, so she can come up, dad, family. So it's going to still feel like home because I know just being away from my parents, even on vacations or anything, it's always been tough for me. I'm always just like, I just want to go home. So I knew that there wasn't going to be much travel away, far away from mom from the get-go. So I'm glad that I'm only an hour and change away.
I thought it was cool that you kept your offer a secret because had we known, I mean, especially with all the quotes out there that you had told people, right, of like, you know, if the Badgers offer, like, it'd be hard to say no to. If we had known the offer was there, we probably would have known that Wisconsin was landing you earlier than we did. I kind of like, was that strategic? Did you want to keep this pretty down low until you could make the announcement on Saturday?
Yeah, so my whole plan was basically, keep it down low because I kind of wanted to be a big deal because obviously I was planning on committing my mom's birthday. The bigger, the better. I basically just want to keep it a secret because I feel like you said, like the quotes I've had, people kind of would have speculated like, oh yeah, he's coming. So to kind of have it be like a boom moment, like a shocker moment, it was part of my plan. Also a factor is like, I know commits these days when you post the offer to some school and more schools come and stuff like that. But if I just locked it up right away, didn't post the offer, I know that teams would know that I'm full on Wisconsin, full Wisconsin Badgers. So that was all part of the plan. And I'm glad it worked out to the T.
And your mom's birthday was as good as you thought it would be?
Yeah. She said it was one of her best birthdays, so I'm glad that she felt that way.
Awesome. And you have one more season to play at Franklin. This year was weird. I know last time we talked, there was like, you didn't really know if you were playing much. You were going to play maybe this week, maybe next week. You didn't really have like a schedule. How many games do you guys end up playing, if any? And then are you excited for next fall to get hopefully a more real season before you leave?
Yeah, so last year we played 5 games. We were supposed to play 9. So 4 ended up not working. And I know our whole school came out with COVID. So that we just shut down. So we ended up missing like regional playoffs where we were probably going to go toe-to-toe with Muskego. And, there's a million what-ifs there. But, just moving on to the next season. But I know the mentality on the team is for our 2022 class that's been really – at Franklin, it's been pimped up since we were 4th graders. since we were in fourth grade, everyone in our city has kind of been like, this is the class to do it, because we haven't won a state championship since 06. So the theme on the team now is it's the last dance. It's kind of like it's the last go around. You know, we got a special team.
Does that make you Jordan?
Yep. No, I wouldn't take credit for that. But it's the last dance. It's the last hurrah for us senior class. I really don't want to go out with any regrets. I don't want to be the stereotypical Franklin team that almost made it but didn't. So I'm trying to steal the message in the team now before it's too late. You know, put the message in their heads now. Get the team full working towards next season. Because I feel like we have a special team that we can do some special things. And I really want to take my last snap at Camp Randall and take my first snap at Camp Randall. So that would be some storybook stuff. But, you know, we got to work hard for it. And that's the plan.
Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the world's best tasting protein bar. Guys, there is nothing like it. They send us a variety box. I'm almost done with it, and I'm going to get a new one right after I finish it. In this mix box came a ton of different flavors. Banana bread, raspberry, salted caramel, cherry barcia, caramel brownie, cookies and cream. A lot of these sound like just desserts or ice cream flavors. That's what they taste like too. They taste like a candy bar. But is this a normal candy bar with, you know, 15 grams of fat and 1 gram of protein and 100 grams of sugar? It's an over-exaggeration. But no, Built Bar is not that. Built Bar is a bar loaded with 17 grams of protein to 19 grams, depending on the bar. 4 grams of sugar in most of these things. 130-ish calories. It is a fantastic healthy option. Great tasting option. BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, for $20 off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON at BuiltBar.com for the best tasting protein bar of your life. BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON. I love that going from Camp Randall to Camp Randall. Hopefully, yeah. Ending high school there with the on the state championship stage. Speaking of Camp Randall, you've been to a ton of Badger games. You've been around Madison a bunch on game day. Do you have any memories that stick out as a kid watching this team?
I know I went to the Wisconsin versus Nebraska game when Nebraska was like the 5th ranked team in the nation. I think it was like a super cold night game. I went with my brother. And I remember the jump around that game was like the whole stadium was shaking. I was just with my brother, and I'm like, you know, a little kid just thinking like, wow, like what if I could play here? But witnessing what a big time Badger game was, and it just, you know, kind of just goes to your head like, wow, like what if I could be a part of this? And it's the things like those that contribute to now when it's decision time that it's just a no brainer. So thinking back to those moments, like big time night games at Camp Randall, it makes this decision almost obvious.
Night games are freaking awesome at Camp Randall. Probably my favorites as well. But I don't know if you know this, Paul Christ like can't stand them. Have you ever heard about that?
No, I haven't.
He does not like playing at night. I don't know if he's ever actually said that, but it's just like a long-standing rumor that he will do everything to avoid. The reason we don't have many is because he'll do everything to avoid playing at night. Like, he would rather play at 7 a.m. than at 7 p.m. I'm not going to put those words in his mouth, but that's the reason we don't have a lot of night games. Also, we need Barry Alvarez to come around in the black jerseys. But those are the two things we got. We got to hip it up a little bit. I hope your class is one of the first that wears an all-black jersey, because that'd be sick.
that would be sick.
What other uniform combo would you want if you could have any? Like alternate uni.
Maybe like a dark gray with red numbers. Mm-hmm. That looked pretty cool. But I don't know. Obviously, I wouldn't have much say in the uniforms. So
no, exactly.
I'll kind of leave it up to them.
Exactly. Speaking of being on the field at Camp Randall and coming to your dream school, how would you describe your playing style to maybe Badger fans that haven't seen you play at Franklin, haven't watched you live? What would you say Wisconsin's getting?
Wisconsin, I get a hard worker. I feel like I can make plays with my feet, but I'm more of a guy who's going to sit in the pocket and make throws. I feel like the misconception with me is I'm going to be the guy who's going to run around and try to be Lamar Jackson, and not a big arm, not going to make the right throws, super indecisive. I feel like that's the misconception about me. But really, I love the game of football. I'm always looking to learn. So the past 2 years, I've really become more mentally sound. with football and picking up coverages, making my reads. So when I come to Wisconsin, I'm going to be a guy who can really do more than the offense can hold. So talking about extending plays, making plays with my feet, second, third progression throws. So, you know, I look back to Russell Wilson and the things he was able to do. And, you know, I'm not going to put myself in the conversation with him yet. You know, I still got a lot to prove. But I still think that I can come in and do some similar things that he did. So I'm going to work hard, try to work on under center stuff and in the pocket stuff, as you know, because I've been in the spread my entire life. So I feel like the adjustment is good for me in the factor of me trying to play in the NFL, playing in a pro style. But lots of work to go. I'm excited to get to Wisconsin, get to Madison, and hit the ground running.
Yeah, you're getting to Madison in about a year. And it gives you some extra time to learn the playbook, like you said. So not too far away, huh? It's like it might feel far away, or does it feel soon? I don't know.
You know, to me, it feels like it's a million years away. Yeah. Just because the anticipation, and I'm super excited to get there, and it feels like, wow, I still really have another semester of high school, and then another semester of high school, and then a whole other football season to play in high school, and it feels like wow, there's still an eternity till I get there. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, I still got unfinished business at Franklin, but it's approaching. Like my mom said the other day, she's like, wow, you're really going to college in a year. And I'm like, wow. Because it feels like I was a freshman in high school like a few weeks ago. So it's definitely crazy, but I'm really excited, really looking forward to it.
College goes even faster, man. Like I can't believe I'm out. Like it's nuts. Like I also feel like I'm still a freshman in college. I'm not that far off of it, but yeah, college goes even faster than high school. So I don't know if you're gonna have that experience, but I definitely did. But you're going to the best college you could possibly pick. I'm biased, but I know you already know that without me telling you.
100%.
Welcome to Wisconsin, Miles. Congrats on everything that's been going on the last week. The offer, the commitment. And can't wait to see you at Camp Randall in about a year.
Thank you. You know, looking forward to it. Badger Nation, I'm home.